Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, everyone. Excuse me. Good morning, Barbara. Yes. This is the magical DC Love. I'm so happy to be here this morning with everyone. My journey may be a little different than most, but I really embrace it. And it started with me seeing, you know, spirit and different things at a very young age. I thought everyone saw what I saw, but I guess they didn't. And presently, the journey that I'm on started with me watching TV. Could you imagine? As simple as watching TV. I watched a show, I put an intention out to the universe, and the next thing I knew, cookies were flying off of countertops, my cell phone began texting me, and spirit was sitting on me. Yep, couldn't even breathe. I was saying, please get off. But spirit was sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen, and this propelled me forward onto the journey that I find myself on. It's an amazing journey, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, as well as being an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I had a background in law enforcement. Some of my education was received in a not-so-conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times, and sometimes I was there, I visited loved ones. But other times, just, you know, I was there to learn and to attend schools of higher learning. And this really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, where I discovered the higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed my life forever. And it helped me to discover, wow, like I really do have this strong connection with spirit. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected. While she was in a coma, I was walking past the TV, and she began to connect with me. At that time, I swear I didn't even pay attention to her, and she threatened me. And we've been together ever since. Quite a while for me to add her name to my bio and to really, you know, really understand, well, you really do have a, you know, a divine connection with Joan. And my chance encounter with her gives me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey, again, has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and the future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways you can connect with her. my Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear some divine messages. So, DC, what do you have for us? DC, are you muted?
Yes, I was coughing, Barbara.
Oh.
I still have a little bit of a throat thing going on, so I try to mute so I don't cough. Okay.
Okay.
So I have a really cute little prayer, and it's an angel prayer, and it's entitled, I Ask You for Time. It was written by Carol C.C. Miller. Dear angels, seen and unseen, I ask you for time. I ask you for time to allow me to change my to-do list to a B list, and that would be B-E. I ask you for time to remind me to take a moment to breathe deeply and recenter myself into knowing all is well. I ask you for time so that I slow down and see the beauty in the busy. I ask you for time to remind me to look up and know that I have support to call on. I ask you for time to be reminded that everything happening is for my highest good, even when in that moment I am unsure. I ask you for time so that I can pause and remember that life is magical, mysterious, miraculous, all at the same time. I don't need to know how it works. I just need to know that it does. I ask you for time so that I could sit in the moment in deep appreciation for all that was, all that is, and all that is coming. Dearest angels, thank you for your time. And I thought that was a really beautiful little prayer. I connected with a lady, and I've been giving this beautiful lady messages, and one of the messages that I was given, I was asked by the divine to share with you as well. So this is for everyone listening as well. Please, claim love as your vibration. Light that incredible light within, and let the things that match your vibration come to you. And sometimes you're wondering, well, why hasn't it come? Well, one of the reasons could be is that you have not, you know, received what you're desiring because you're holding yourself in a vibrational pattern that does not match the vibration of your desires. So please, set that intention. Know, you know, that you're worth it, and know that God wants you to have what your heart desires. Become energetically aligned with what you want to manifest. Focus on what you are wanting. And feel it as though it's already here. And then just be grateful. And remember, everything is energy. Your thoughts and emotions are electrical and magnetic energy. And together they form a pattern of consciousness within. And then emit a vibration that really creates your reality. So you are sowing and then you are reaping. So with that being said, Jesus wants to remind everyone, you know, every day is a new day, and today you have the opportunity to start over. See it as a new beginning and an opportunity to really create the life of your dreams. It can be a new page in your book of life, and make it a good one. And remember, there's no such thing as failure, just giving up too soon. Think of it as a time to contemplate success. Live your dreams, stay focused on your goals. And today is the perfect day to make your dreams happen. You're never alone. I'm going to repeat that. You're never alone. Nope. God is with you, and he's going to give you the strength to keep going. And please, walk forward fearlessly. Walk right into those fears and set your soul on fire. Live your life without expectation. It is so, so freeing. Let every situation be what it is. And remember, it's temporary. Enjoy the good times and remember that, you know, the not-so-good times, they're not going to last. All we have is right now. Please, make a count. Become fully present and live in the moment and trust life and trust that God will put the right people in your life when you need them, exactly when you need them. Listen to your heart because it knows that the human mind, it knows things that the human mind can't explain. And remember, you are never separate from God. Every God direction is road tested. He's been there before you. He's tested it. It's okay. And Jesus is saying, I love you. Have a beautiful day. And another little message that we're reminded of is that every thought that we have is either based on fear or it's based on love. And love is what we are born with, and fear is what we learn. So the choice is up to you. Which are you going to choose? And you've got to remember, there's no fear in love. Love builds. Fear destroys. Love heals. Fear wounds. Love believes. Fear doubts. Don't be afraid to focus on your dreams. Stay positive, knowing that the angels are supporting you. Go with the flow and continue taking steps in creating the life that you are desiring. And please keep the faith and know all is well. Trust your intuition. Your intuition is your soul and it's speaking to you. Follow your highest truth and passion. Let go of fear and align with the frequency of change. Become attuned to the frequency of love. Love is your soul's desire. Connect with your soul's wisdom. Be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Love the moment and the energy in everything. Listen to your heart. Tune into it and its loving communication. Listen to your feelings. You've got to look past the words. Allow your heart to guide you and remember who you are. Remember what you love. You are what you choose to become. Yes, you are. You are what you choose to become. And life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. It's about living your dreams. You can create the life you desire. You have the freedom to really do whatever you want. Let today be the day of new beginnings. Beloveds, destiny is in your hands. What you think, you become. You will find fulfillment as you remember who you are. Beloved ones, be not afraid, for I am with you. Create the life you've envisioned. I will be with you, and I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you, DC. Okay, so here's what Jesus wants us to know right now. My beloved ones, there is more to you than you know. There is more to life than you know. So many of you are just stuck in those cycles of fear, and you just keep going through the fears over and over and over, and it's time to break the cycle. Break the cycle of what you no longer desire in your life. Break the cycle so that you no longer even need to experience it. It is gone from your existence. And yes, it is possible for you to break the cycle. Everything happens in cycles. And if you were raised to believe that there's all these things to worry about and to fear and to be concerned about, it, the things that are going to keep you from being happy, from being successful, from being whatever it is that you have decided that you want to be, but you have these beliefs that say you are in the cycle where this does not happen. We want you to start breaking the cycle. Breaking the cycle is just as easy as just letting go. It's the same as when you are letting go of fear. But instead of just letting go of fear, you can let go of the cycle of fear. That's letting go of all of it so that you no longer even need to create it, so that you can truly move forward in your life. You can truly be who your heart is guiding you to be. It's time for you to break the cycles. Whatever the cycle is that you feel that you are stuck in your life. And for some of you, it's a cycle of being stuck. Start breaking those cycles. Break them one by one. Let your team help you. Call on me. I will assist you. It doesn't matter how many cycles you break right now. It only matters that you actually start doing it. Break the cycles that are running your life. Then create cycles that are the things that you actually desire. Cycles of love. Cycles of joy. Cycles of joyous anticipation of the future. Doesn't that sound so much better than cycles of anxiety and stress and fear? It is up to you what you are creating in your life. Break the cycles and move forward into who you truly are. I am waiting. Call on me. I love you. Okay, DC, that's what he wanted to share.
Gosh, that was an awesome, awesome message, Barbara. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
And it does work, just for those people who are wondering. They've had me start
it's
breaking
certainly,
cycles.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we've got to break cycles because that's what, you know, it holds us back, you know. And each of us, you know, we're not the same person we were a year ago. So why would you want to hold on to things from the past that no longer serve you?
Exactly. And that is so true. And it is one of the ways that you can move forward in your life and move forward quickly. Because when you are breaking the cycles and you're just letting go of it. It's just, I see this image of, you know, things like exploding when I'm doing the breaking of cycles in my head. I see them exploding and drifting away, and the energy is transformed back into light and to love. So I no longer have that old energy in my body.
Awesome.
All right. So now it is time for us to go to callers, and we have no callers. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So apparently this is a short show today. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. The angels want to remind us to really take care of ourselves, to nurture ourselves. You know, it's really important to take care of our, you know, our physical body and to take care of, you know, us mentally as well. And it's the job is up to us. You know, this is our vessel. So we've got to take care of the physical body. We've got to, you know, take care of our thoughts. And we've got to mind and really, you know, realize anything is possible. So make sure that you feed your soul as you would feed your, you know, your physical body. Fill it with joy and fill your, you know, fill your heart with love. And let that love fill you so much that it just like flows over to everyone that you come in contact with. And the angels are with each of us and they're sending, you know, everyone abundance of, you know, wherever we are. And we can put out that order to the angels by what we are feeling and what we are focusing on. So, you know, what are you going to focus on today? That's the question for everyone. Make sure that, you know, it's based in happiness and know that you are loved and that you are blessed. So, as I said before, you know, our life is ever changing, okay? So, you know, take advantage of that. You know, and there's always room to change. There's always room to grow. And, you know, nothing could stop us unless we wanted to. So I'm going to be mindful so I don't block my own flow, Barbara. I hope you are too.
Oh, I am.
Okay, and we're going to fear that comes up. You know, and, you know, this is the holiday season. So why not give yourself the gift of letting go, of walking forward and seeing, you know, what life has to offer. And as you go forward, again, please spread a little love along the way because we truly know how loved and blessed we are. And I feel it, Barbara. I feel, you know, happy. I feel blessed. And it really does help us to move forward. It's very uplifting. And sometimes the angels will give us a little nudge to, you know, to really, you know, go forward. And as I said, like with my bio, I didn't listen, so they had to use the bigger artillery to really get my attention, Barbara.
Well, I'm glad you finally listened.
I had no other choice. But I did listen. I mean, when, you know, the angel sat on me, I had nowhere to go. I couldn't move. I had to listen. So, but I'm glad I did. You know, I'm really glad I did.
Wonderful.
And during the holidays, the angels are saying, Barbara, for each of us, please take a break from whatever you're doing and rest. Rest your physical body. Rest your mind. You know, take a little break. Don't think. You know, instead pause, reflect, maybe put in, you know, like a TV show or a movie and just, you know, enjoy. And if you want to, like, just, like, sit quietly or lay quietly with your eyes closed, invite the angels in. And you'll, you know, you'll feel better. You'll get, you know, the guidance that you are needing. So just remember, especially now during this holiday season, please take care of you.
Yes, definitely.
And Jesus is saying, I'm here too. I can help. Just, you know, allow me to come in. And he'll, you know, he'll help us to know if we're making the right decisions, you know, to go forward. He'll help us to understand everything. And we're asked to really shine our light so brightly, you know, upon others. And when we do, it's so healing. That light is so beautiful. It's loving and it's healing.
Yes.
Really, really beautiful.
And they want us to, well, actually they're saying, you need this. So, DC, you are now going to break some cycles with me.
Okay, I love that.
Okay, so.
And as you're saying that, I could hear Ginger's like smashing something in the background. I hear,
she's
okay, as long as I don't have to. Yeah, they could break my cycles with me, but as long as I don't have to clean up, I'm all good. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So these are dear innate statements, just like the regular ones, only they're just a little different. So, dear innate, divine mother, and my team.
Dear innate, divine mother, and my team.
I now break the cycle of family drama and trauma.
I now break the cycle of family drama and trauma.
From every place it exists and everything attached to it.
From every place it exists and everything that's attached to it.
So that I am free of it forevermore.
So that I am free of it forevermore.
And I break the cycle of family stress.
And I break the cycle of family stress.
From everywhere it exists and everything attached to it.
From everywhere it exists and everything attached to it.
This is no longer a part of my life.
This is no longer a part of my life.
And I break the cycle of illness.
And I break the cycle of illness.
And everything attached to it from all times and existence.
And everything attached to it from all times and existence.
I give myself the freedom to enter the cycle of health.
I give myself the freedom to enter the cycle of health.
And I am also entering the cycle of joy and unconditional
love. I am also entering the cycle of joy and unconditional love.
I am now changing my life.
I am now changing my life.
Because it is my choice.
Because it is my choice.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Just take a nice deep breath.
Wow. That feels, oh my God, it feels amazing. Ooh. I might have to just put the phone down and just jump up and down a little bit.
Wonderful. So that was an example of breaking the cycle. And if any of you feel that you need to break some cycles in your life, then by all means do it. You know, you can change the wording to fit whatever it is that is going on for you. But he had me do the family drama and trauma and family stress and holiday stress. I think I did holiday stress, didn't I? I don't know. Because that's what's going through most people's minds and their lives right now. So you can let all of that go and actually enjoy the season without the stress. And I want to remind our callers that if you want to ask a question, get a message, whatever it is, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely little symbol comes up on the studio board. Otherwise, we just assume you are there just to listen, and we let you listen. And we now have a caller with their hand up, DC. So, we are going to the caller from area code 219. Hi, who's this?
This is Rose. Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hello,
how
Rose.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're awesome.
Good.
How are you, Rose?
Good today.
How are you?
I've been a little bit up and down, but good today.
Okay. Well, we're glad that you're good. That's really beautiful, Rose.
Thank you.
And you know what? As said that and you're connecting with us, I feel that your vibration is just raising. It feels really, really good, Rose.
Thank you. I feel
so
it too.
So angels are, please only focus on, you know, what makes you happy. You've got to shift your thinking towards blessings. And when you do that, you're going to start to notice them all around you. Be mindful of those blessings, Rose, okay? And, you know, will become a pattern in your life, and you will be happier, is what I'm getting, okay?
Yes. I feel it. I really, really feel it.
I'm just getting, you know, just enjoy what life has to offer you, okay? And you are going to connect with endless abundance, and abundance is going to spill over into every area of your life, okay?
Wonderful. I've been feeling that too. I don't know why. I've seen a lot of angel numbers and everything, but I just feel like things are really going to be good soon.
Okay. Well, the angels are, there's, you know, there's blessings and new beginnings coming your way, and I'm getting, you know, it's sort of like a new life as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is saying,
Rose,
you are faith. Rose, you are a living example of a person of faith, and he's so honored to be here today to, you know, give you that message. And he's saying, my beautiful child, can you feel this energy? It is surrounding you. It is changing. It is filled with positivity. Move forward, Rose. I will with you, you know, and as you walk with Jesus, it's going to help you to really be that beautiful person you truly are, and Rose, to do the things that you're here to do. Okay? So,
yes.
You know, during this season right now, take the opportunity to express more joy, more love, more happiness. And, you know, throughout the day, please keep affirming all is well. Okay?
Okay.
Because all truly is well with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm that you're feeling that?
More and more.
Okay.
I really am.
And, you know, let the
Thank
love
you.
Around
I'm getting
you
a little emotional.
Well, you know what, Rose, you're one of the most amazing people I know. And let the love around you, and let some laughter in too, because they're both powerful, let them move through you. And if there's any negativity, let it move that out. Let it, move it out of your life, okay? Life may not be exactly what you want it to be right now, okay? But this is, Rose, this is your old story, okay? Ginger's coming in saying, girlfriend, turn the page. Start writing that new chapter of your life. Choose happiness. Choose laughter. Choose to heal. Choose to let go. Choose a new way to be today. Rose, you are so loved. You are so, so loved. You are so blessed. Okay? You're going to feel new emotions coming in. I can feel like new emotions already, coming in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Walk forward today with confidence and know that every step of the way, you're going to do what you have to do. Okay? This is the last, last days of December of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And let's take time of clearing for you. Okay?
Okay.
2018
I have
almost
so many good things coming.
You do, and keep affirming that. And now is the time to embrace this new journey. This is the time, Rose, to embrace the new you. Okay, and with that being said, there's a little bit still that's within, and I think you could use a little healing. So are you up for that?
Oh, very much.
I love you, Rose. And I'm going to turn it over to Barbara.
And
take care, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, Rose, we are going to break some of the cycles in your life that you don't want to live in anymore, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Sure. So you just repeat what I say, and we will have at it.
Wonderful.
Okay. Dear Innate, Divine Mother, and my team.
Dear Innate, Divine Mother, and my team.
I am ready now to break the cycle of doubt and despair.
I am ready now to break the cycle of doubt and despair.
In every form it exists, and in every time that it exists.
In every form that it exists, and in every time that it exists.
And I am also breaking the cycle of any attachments that it has.
And I am also breaking the cycle of any attachments that it has.
And I am moving forward into the cycle of joy and abundance.
And I am moving forward into the cycle of joy and abundance.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. Seeing things exploding all over you. Okay.
I felt them just when I did that.
Yeah.
I really did. I've held on to the past for so long. It's like, even though it hurts me, it's like, it's mine. And, scary to let go.
Okay, well, let's do a little bit more then.
Okay.
Dear Innate, Divine Mother, and my team.
Dear Innate, Divine Mother, and my team.
I now break the cycle of needing to hold on to the past.
I now break the cycle of needing to hold on to my past.
In every form and every attachment.
In every form and every attachment.
I am completely letting this go.
I am completely letting this go.
And I am moving into delightful anticipation of the future.
And I am moving into delightful anticipation of the future.
And I am living in the cycle of wonderful manifestations.
And I am living in the cycle of wonderful manifestations.
And I am in the cycle of my dreams coming true.
And I am in the cycle of my dreams coming true.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath. Ooh, that's even bigger explosions going on now.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Good. I feel peaceful. I feel a lot of peace. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Now you can enjoy your life.
I am ready. I am ready. No more tears as I'm crying.
You can still cry.
But they're good tears.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good tears.
Yeah.
They're not, bad down and out tears. I'm just blessed. I see big things coming. I have a lot of holiday parties to go to, and I'm blessed. I have some very good people around me right now. And I just feel that things are really going to shift positively. I've been down and out for so long, and I just feel good things are coming to me. I really feel it in my heart. So it's a beautiful thing.
And you've already started the shift, so it's happening now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you both so much, and Jesus.
You are welcome, sweetheart. We are delighted to help you.
Oh, I am very grateful.
All right, well, have a great day, and drink lots of water.
I will, thank you.
Okay. And we are moving to our next caller, which is my favorite number, 111-111-1111. Hi.
Higher. Highest. So, here. To stay. And until I recognize what is beyond highest, how are my sacred sisters?
Oh, we're doing wonderful.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Dee's voice sounds better now that we cleared her a little bit.
Yes,
That was a good clearing, family clearance, yes. Bloodline and adopted families. I was in that vibe with you all and with the previous call, the last caller. Yes, good energy.
So what's up with you today?
I'm on my way to replace, in quotes, the vehicle that was totaled. And I just wanted to get the vibe of is this my new chariot that is awaiting me? I know that was a paradox statement, but I haven't seen it yet. You know, I haven't driven it yet.
Okay, let's see what we're getting about that, DC.
Hi, Queen. Good morning.
Hi, DC love.
Okay, I'm getting, you know, it's up to you is what I heard Ginger say. Well, Mom, it's up to her. But as I was hearing your question, I was also hearing the words, the tree of life. So
okay.
What does that mean to you, Queen, when you hear those words, the tree of life?
Well, what's coming to me is the car is located in a place that has a brings memories of beautiful art. So
okay.
That's what's coming to me as you said that.
Okay, beautiful. I'm getting that you're in this beautiful synergy of energy right now, Queen. So, you know, you've got to choose what you're wanting. Okay, and you've got to know that everything is in divine order within and around you. And you're just asked right now to observe, to acknowledge, to keep moving forward and, you know, be compassionate with you. Don't offer any resistance and, you know, and compassionately understand you and, you know, love yourself, share your amazing smile, you know, and really like just, you know, stay in that beautiful energy today is what I'm being shown for you. And remember that, you know, happiness is who you are. And I'm also getting clean. There is something, though, Ginger's showing me. Okay, you still have a little bit of emotional ties to the past. So what are those emotional ties, Queen?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, emotional ties to the past. And we know we cannot change the past, but the past can change your future. So, you know, they call it the past for a reason, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to leave it there, okay? And this is a time for you, Ginger, saying, Queen, she wants you to take a really deep breath. Breathe in, and then breathe out. And know that it's time to step forward into your destiny, Queen. Allow yourself to feel the love of the angels that are all around you, you know, remain in a state of peace and make sure that you take time for you today. And if you find that there are challenges, know that they are only temporary. And she's saying, Queen, look up, look ahead, and know that everything you need is ahead of you. You're going in a brand new direction. She's saying she's seen you struggle, and, you know, she's feeling maybe like the struggle's been a little bit too long. And she's saying, hop in the car, and I'm seeing this amazing red convertible, and Joan Rivers is driving, and Ginger is riding shotgun. It's up to you. I don't know what to tell you. But they want to take you in the new direction. You know, they're going to steer you ahead into the new horizon, Queen. Are you brave enough to jump in that car?
Well, actually, that's interesting that you said a red convertible, because I don't want to ride in a red convertible. But I got the symbolism only because of me and red cars. I don't feel them. Other than that, a convertible, yeah, I'm brave enough. And yeah, when you drive, when I drive a vehicle, I do harmonize with it because this becomes, you know, my vessel that I'm moving through life in an extended vessel. So, yeah, I get attached to my cars, no doubt. I do let them go when the time is right. So that
okay.
could be the emotional.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting, you're saying, Mom, you know, I had to mention that Joan drives a red convertible because it brings up emotions in Queen. And those emotions are rising to the surface, Queen, to tell you, you know, what you need to know. Okay? So I have to turn you over to Barbara, because we want to clear that, okay? We want to clear the emotions, and we want to clear what you've been holding on to. Like you said, it's been far too long, okay? And you're going to feel the love. You're going to feel the peace. The angels are with you, and you're going to be ready to, you know, to go on that path to the new horizon. Barbara?
Thank you.
Okay, Queen.
Welcome.
Are you ready? What did you say, Barbara?
Okay.
You're going to the point of one.
I asked if you were ready, but you didn't hear me.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So we are going to break some cycles for you two. So repeat after me. Dear innate, the beautiful goddesses connected with me and my team.
Dear innate, the beautiful goddesses connected with me and my team.
I am ready now to break the cycle of not fully embracing my power.
I am ready to break the cycle of not fully embracing my power.
In all of its forms and in everywhere it exists.
In all of its forms and everywhere that it exists.
And any attachments that it has.
And any attachments that it has.
And I am also breaking the cycle of being connected with the past.
I'm also breaking the cycles of being connected with the past.
And everything that is attached to it.
And everything that is attached to it.
From everywhere it exists within me.
From everywhere it exists within me.
And I am now moving fully into the cycle of being powerful.
And I am now moving. I am now in the cycle of being powerful.
And I am now fully in the cycle of unconditional love.
And I am now fully in the cycle of unconditional love.
And I am now fully in the cycle of manifesting and creating my life.
And I am now fully in this cycle, conscious cycle, of creating and manifesting in my life.
now and forevermore.
Shalom, now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Feels good. Of course, I'm being steered, and I'm steering my life in the right direction. No, in the highest direction. Is there any wrong? Question.
You already know the answer.
Okay.
All right, go get that car now.
I'm on my way. It's a little journey to go. I'm on my way. It's a nice day. It's a beautiful day. It's almost 70 here, which is very nice. It's a nice day to be on the road and travel about a hour and a half away. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's the price.
Good. You're going to have to send me a picture.
I will. I definitely will. However it is when I actually step into it and drive it, I will definitely send you a picture. So that's real. So look for that later today.
Okay.
And it feels like the 21st would be a good day for us to maybe have our stuff together. Anyway, as we
okay. Yeah, I still haven't done my video thing that you wanted us to do.
But you know, I'm going to do a video part, and I was feeling this morning or yesterday, whatever, that your voice, if you want to, do like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and I'll put the pictures around your words, and that will satisfy a beginning for us, a start at least. Okay. So I'll be looking for that. And thank you very much. Both
you are welcome.
Love you. Queen.
And have fun.
Yes, that is my intention, and so it will be. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay.
Barbara, Ginger wants to know, is there an area code 315 there?
That's our next caller.
Yes, it is, she said. Okay.
Oh, 315, I'm clicking on you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't know
What's
if you could
name?
Hear me or not.
Yes,
this is Nettie.
Hi, Nettie.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
So
do you have a question?
What's up with you, Nettie?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the process of moving, and, you know, I had the same house for 30 years. And so when I go to the new place, I don't feel like it's home. It's almost like I want to leave. You know, it's been one problem after another, and I'm used to, like, doing something like this, but it's more that my health has gone downhill, so I'm kind of afraid to live alone again.
Okay. Well, Nettie, the first thing that I'm getting is, you know, you've got to cheer up a little bit, and as you know, we cannot live in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've really got to, you know, you've got to just be mindful and try to choose to be positive and maybe do something today that you did, you know, in a house that you really enjoyed. Think about it and try to make, you know, new memories. But you've got to
mm-hmm.
stay in the moment, you know, and allow the angels to come in. They want to come in. They want to help you. They, you know, they want to hear you sing. They're saying, you know, sing, you know. They know that all of this that's going on around you, it's making you exhausted, you're tired. You're a little bit disheartened as well. Okay, you really
mm-hmm.
need to re-energize, and you really need to take care of yourself. And you've got to, you know, I'm getting, oh, my goodness, you've got to cheer up. You've got to cheer up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, life, Ginger's saying, girlfriend, life doesn't have to be this hard. You've just got to, you know, you're sort of like pushing against the grain is what she's saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she wants you to be mindful. And she's saying, hold on, Nettie, because I'm pulling all the negativity out of you. So you might feel a little dizzy. Not usually the way we do this, but today she's saying, I'm going to do this before I connect with you with Barbara. She's pulling the negativity. She said, oh, Mom, she's got so much negativity, you know. And she's saying, Nettie, you know this. You're an amazing person, and you have a beautiful spiritual journey that you have everything you need, and it's within you. It's in your heart. Okay, she's saying, get rid of that negative chatter. Oh, my goodness. And she said, I'm pulling out negativity. She's saying, I'm asking Auntie Barbara to come in. She's going to help to pull out that negativity as well. You've got to have confidence in this new beginning. It's a new chapter of your life. Saying, you know, please walk forward with confidence, and you really will start to, you know, have a different perspective about everything. And above all, give all those worries that you're having, give them to the angels. And allow that space to be filled with positivity. And she's saying the angels are with you. You're so blessed. And she's saying even if you're stressed, you're still blessed. Okay? And she's saying that this is soon going to resolve. There's miracles all around you. And she's saying, you know, don't quit before your miracle occurs. And she's tying a knot on a rope, and she's saying, hang on, girlfriend, it's coming. Okay?
Okay.
Don't give up. Don't lose hope. You've got to keep going. You know, your miracle is coming, and the angels are with you. Okay? And please don't worry. I'm getting Nettie, don't worry. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You're in need of a little healing, okay?
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay. Here we go. So repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate Mother Mary and my team.
Dear innate Mother Mary and my team.
I now break the cycle of hanging on to my old home.
I now break the cycle of hanging on to my old home.
And all of its attachments.
In all of its attachments.
And in every form it exists.
In every form it exists.
And I also break the cycle of being afraid of change.
And I also break the cycle of change.
In every form that it exists.
In every form it exists.
And all of its attachments.
And all of its attachments.
And I also break the cycle of being afraid of life.
And I also break the cycle of being afraid of life.
In all of its forms and all of its attachments.
In all of its forms and all of its attachments.
And I break the cycle of being sick.
And I break the cycle of being sick.
In all of its forms and all of its attachments.
In all of its forms and all of its attachments.
And I am moving into the cycle of perfect health.
And I am moving in the cycle of perfect health.
And I am moving into the cycle of happiness and joy.
And I'm moving in the cycle of happiness and joy.
And I am moving into the cycle of accepting life.
And I'm in the cycle of accepting life.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
No, I still feel tense today, but I feel better with those words, you know.
Well, that's going to work on you, and it's going to keep letting go of all of that, those old cycles. So take it easy today and drink lots of water, and if you take a nap, you'll wake up feeling different. That's how you can really feel a bigger change, because when we're awake, we're so busy. But I find that if I go to sleep, when I wake up, it's like, oh, wow, everything's gone, you know. So,
right. Uh-huh.
If you
well,
feel inclined to do that, then do it. You are welcome.
I will.
And let us know how it goes.
Nettie, mm-hmm. you're saying have a positively amazing day, hon.
Okay, honey. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, and we're moving to our next caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
And
hi,
how are
ladies.
You doing, dear?
I'm doing good, but I'm experiencing anxiety. And yeah, and I think it's because so right now I'm not working, so the job I was at ended, and I've been looking for a new job for a couple of weeks. I did have a temp job, and some people have contacted me or told me they were submitting me for things, but I haven't heard back yet. So, you know, it's holiday season, and apparently my hair is going through a crisis, so I'm, like, ordering hundreds of dollars of hair products or different things. And but my birthday is coming, so I need outfits, I need different things. But I'm feeling, like, anxiety about, like, spending money, running out of money, say money not coming back in fast enough. And I'm like, you know, well, my spending is kind of a little bit the same. But it's like, well, I don't have the income as, you know, as I had before. So it's like, I need to watch my spending. And then I'm just feeling, I don't know, like anxiety, like, I don't know when I'm going to get a new job. And I don't even know how, like, and then I'm like, why am I not attracting a new job? You know what I mean? So it's like, I guess I'm starting to worry.
Okay. Let's see what kind of messages DC's getting, and then we are going to break some cycles for you.
Okay.
Yes. And Keisha, the first thing I'm getting is you've got to let go of fear, and you've got to trust in yourself and those beautiful God-given, you know, talents that you have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to believe in yourself. You've got amazing abilities, and you've got to believe in you. And everything is going to be revealed in the divine right timing. Okay? So this is mm-hmm. the time to just, you know, to believe in yourself and be compassionate with yourself and, you know, just believe. So, you know, what you're believing is what you are creating. So it's time to let go, you know, and just listen. All these questions that you're asking, you know, Barbara and myself, they could be answered when you listen to your intuition, the little area, you know, in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That's your intuition. You have all the answers. Okay, you can connect with your inner self, source, whatever you want to call it, and, you know, and you will have what you need. But the angels are saying, it's, you know, if you can't hear your own intuition, you know, call us. This is really awesome. But you've got to make some time to just stop what you're doing, close your eyes, breathe deeply, feel the divine around you, hon. Okay? Start to feel the beautiful divine around you. And I'm getting, you know, things are going to change soon for you. They really are. They are improving. Okay? So you've got to, you know, go from fear to excitement. They're really close emotions. You know, so instead of being in a place of fear, start to feel excited. And when you wake up, say, oh, my gosh, you know, something exciting is going to happen today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in regard to, are you considering maybe marketing, maybe sales, or maybe doing something from your home?
Marketing? Well, maybe. Like when I, you know, for my own business, I'm going to like kind of like dedicate a large part of my, like I'm took a break from the law stuff that I was doing, and I'm kind of less going to be like, say, working a regular job and doing my business. Yeah.
Yeah, because you have you know, a lot of leadership qualities, and you know, your business could lead to the success that you're wanting. Okay,
yeah.
You've got to have faith. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, when I say have faith, you have these deep rooted fears, hon. They're really deep. Ginger's saying they go deeper than the tree's roots. That's how deep they are. So I have to ask Barbara to come in, and because Ginger was trying to pull those roots. She said, there's no way that I can get those roots up. So we've got to ask Barbara and Jesus to come in, honey, and really, like, unroot those darn roots. Oh, my goodness. Ginger's saying they go so deep.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Got to hang in there. You've got to stay calm. You've got to have a little bit more balance and just keep affirming all is well. You're protected. You know, and we're going to, you know, bring in Barbara and Jesus to really clear your energy, okay? And get rid of those patterns, those long-standing patterns that don't serve you, okay?
Yeah.
Barbara?
Thank you, DC.
Okay.
So welcome.
Honey. All right, so we are going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements. All right. Oh, okay. Someone wanted me to include them in the Dear Innate statements, and I was listening to see who it was. That's why I stopped talking. Okay, here we go. Dear Innate, Mother Mary, Goddess Kali, and my team.
Dear Innate, Mother Mary, Goddess Kali, and my team.
I'm recognizing that this is going against everything that I believe.
I'm recognizing that this is going against everything I believe.
But I am now choosing to break the cycle of anxiety.
But I am now choosing to break the cycle of anxiety.
In all of its forms and all of its attachments and everywhere it appears.
In all of its forms, in all of its attachments, in every way it appears.
And I'm also breaking the cycle of having difficulties finding jobs.
And I'm also ready to break the cycle of having difficulties finding jobs.
In all of its forms, in all of its attachments, throughout all of my existence.
In all of its forms, in all of its ways, and all of its attachments through all of my existence.
And I am breaking the cycle of not believing in myself.
And I'm breaking the cycle of not believing in myself.
In every form, every attachment, everywhere it exists in me.
In every form and every attachment. And everywhere it exists in me.
And I am breaking the cycle of holding myself back from fully living my life.
And I am breaking the cycle of holding myself back from everything in my life.
From fully living my life.
From fully living my life.
In all of its forms, all of its attachments, and everywhere it exists.
In all of its forms, in all of its attachments, and everywhere it exists.
And I am moving into the cycle of success.
And I'm moving into the cycle of success.
And I'm moving into the cycle of unlimited abundance.
And I'm moving into the cycle of unlimited abundance.
And I am moving into the cycle of unlimited joy and happiness.
And I'm moving into the cycle of unlimited joy and happiness.
And this is where I live now.
And this is where I live now.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Take a really deep breath. Oh, they're breaking up a lot of stuff in you now. How do you feel?
I feel good. However, I feel like no, it's so funny because I think yesterday I said to myself, I don't feel connected to myself. I don't know why. I was like, maybe I need to meditate or something. Like, I'm not feeling spiritual or even connected with my angels. Or I was like, I don't know. I'm not feeling that way. But I think that because I've been, or maybe my money went down or I've been spending, it triggers a fear in me that I think I've had for a very long time of, like, running out of money, which kind of means, like, running out of love or running out of support, because it's like I don't really have people that I can really ask for money from. Like, if I'm going through something, most of the people in my family will not help me. So it's like I kind of feel like I'm on my own. Like, that's, you know, like, that's kind of like my savings is kind of all I have in the world to survive.
Okay, so let's do a little bit more breaking here. So, dear Innate, Mother Mary, and my team.
Dear Innate, Mother Mary, and my team.
Even though these are deep-rooted beliefs.
Even though these are deep-rooted beliefs.
I break the cycle of running out of money.
I break the cycle of running out of money.
In all of its forms, all of its attachments, and all of my existence.
In all of its forms, in all of its attachments, in all of my existence.
And I break the cycle of being disconnected.
And I break the cycle of being disconnected.
And everything that means in all of its forms and all of its attachments.
And everything that it means in all of its forms and in all of its attachments.
And in everywhere it exists.
And in everywhere it exists.
And I break the cycle of my feelings about my family.
And I break the cycle about the feelings about my family.
And everything that that means.
And everything that that means.
In all of its forms, in all of its attachments, in all of its existence.
In all of its forms, in all of its attachments, in all of its existence.
And I move into the cycle of unconditional love for myself.
And I move into the cycle of unconditional love for myself.
And I move into the cycle of knowing I am deserving.
And I move into the cycle of knowing that I'm deserving.
And I move into the cycle of being enough.
And I move into the cycle of being enough.
And I move into the cycle of 100% connection with my divine team.
And I move into the cycle of 100% connection with my divine team.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels good. It feels good. I didn't look at the fear as a belief. I just thought it was like just some kind of fear, you know, with energy around it and things like that. So I didn't think of it as a belief, so that was, you know, some good insight for me. I can, you know, keep doing these on with the, you know, around it and see what happens. I guess, you know, maybe I need to, I guess I want to get into manifesting and I guess knowing how to manifest. And I think maybe once I master that, I'll feel less in fear.
And they are saying, okay, they're saying two things. First of all, the work that you did is still happening. So you are still, they're still
okay.
Showing you these cycles exploding all throughout your life and throughout past lives and wherever else they need to explode. So give yourself, you know, just sit quietly for like 10 minutes or something, so that you can
you
can really let this go through you, so that you know what's still there. The other thing that they're telling me is that you already are an amazing manifester. I mean, if you look at your life and you look at what you have and you look at how things have flowed to you when they've been in alignment with what you actually desire, then you can see that, yes, you do know how to manifest. So you might want to break the cycle of believing that you can't manifest. In fact, they're saying do that now. Okay, so, dear Innate, Mother Mary and my team.
Dear Innate, Mother Mary and my team.
I now completely and totally break the cycle of believing that I cannot manifest.
I completely and, what did you say?
Completely and totally.
I completely and totally break the cycle of believing that I don't know how to manifest.
In every form that it exists and everything attached to it throughout all of my existence.
In every form that it exists, in every exist, all my realities.
Okay, I can live with that one. And I also break the cycle of not living in my power.
And I also break the cycle of not living in my power.
And everything attached to that.
And everything attached to that.
In every form and every part of my existence.
In every form and every part of my existence.
And I also break the cycle of needing to live small.
And I also break the cycle of needing to live small.
All of its attachments in every form throughout my existence.
And all of its attachments through every form, through all of my existence.
And I move into the cycle of being an incredible manifester.
And I move into the cycle of being an incredible manifester.
And I move into the cycle of living in my power.
And I move into the cycle of living in my power.
And I move into the cycle of doing the impossible.
And I move into the cycle of doing the impossible.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
A nice deep breath. Oh, boy, that's bringing up a bunch of stuff exploding. So, how do you feel?
I feel really, really, really good. I'm going to meditate after this. And I don't know, I want to communicate with my angels. And I want signs, meaning like, yeah, maybe that's why I'm not feeling connected. But I'm feeling good. Like, for example, say, remember I told you guys that I was thinking about moving to, say, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And say I asked the angels about it. Like, okay, well, send me a sign. I feel like I've gotten none of them. So I'm like, does that mean I shouldn't go? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I'm not really like I'm getting any guidance about that. Like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I expect to see different signs of, I don't know. I think I want to just maybe meditate and then practice communicating with my spirit guides and higher self and angels and stuff like that. And I don't know. You know, I think it's good when you feel like you have like a partner to co-create with and to assist you with. So, yeah, maybe that's what I want to, you know, would like to do.
And your guides are there with you. They say they've been showing you signs and they've been telling you to follow your heart. And they've actually told you that they think Charlotte would be a good place for you if that's what feels right in your heart. They want you to trust your heart.
I mean, what I said I was going to do is I'm going to save up and I'll see where I'm going. Like, once, you know, I have the money, I'll see, you know, which place excites me or which place pulls me into it. But I don't feel like I've gotten a sign from them. Maybe I want, I don't know, a message that says email message moved to North Carolina. I don't know what kind of sign I'm looking for. But
that might be a problem, because if you're looking for a specific sign, they probably won't show you that specific sign, but they will show you signs.
And okay.
Signs everywhere, signs. So apparently they're just showing you signs and you're just not seeing them. You might want to make sure that you really, really want to move. I mean, that might be part of it. That might be a fear of actually taking the steps, so you don't let yourself see the signs, because then you don't have to take the steps.
Got it. I see what you're saying. Well, I want to move out this house. Charlotte, I mean, I like suburbia. It doesn't have to be Charlotte. It could be Miami. It could be California. I'm pretty open, you know, about where. I'm pretty open about where. Just, I do want to move. I guess I'm kind of like looking for reassurance that, yeah, that's a good place to go, or this is a good place. I don't know. I think I'm looking for confirmation. I kind of feel like, I guess, you know, I don't want to necessarily, like, make a mistake. But
They're saying that actually you want them to make the decision instead of you actually accepting that you are making your own decision.
Okay. But you know what? I don't know. I think, you know what it is with me? I think I want, because like when I lived down south and then I came back up here and everything, I regretted coming back up here. This was to me like the worst decision of my entire life, emotionally and every kind of way, actually. But I did change and I learned a lot. Not to say I wouldn't have learned it if I stayed in Atlanta, but I definitely deal with, especially relatives and people, differently. I'm very unattached with them in the way I think I used to, and I'm kind of like just learning how to put myself first.
Right.
So I did get that out of it. I want to feel like, okay, if I move wherever, I don't know. I don't want to feel like, okay, I can't find a job in this place. And you know what I mean? Like the same cycles, I guess, that I had when I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, you probably want to think about those cycles and then break them.
Okay, yeah.
Because right now you have a cycle of regret. That's what I'm hearing. You have a cycle of regret. And so when you're in that cycle of regret, you're thinking about everywhere you want to go, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, what if I regret it, you know? So
yeah,
that keeps
right.
you
That's,
from actually moving forward.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because as I talked to you, I was like, oh, yeah, I did. I went through this in Atlanta, not being able to find a job,
yeah.
and like, oh, my God, the same kind of thing. But, okay, I will definitely work on this. And so you're saying I'm not looking for signs that, like, move to North, like I'm not going to see a license plate.
You could.
You know what I'm thinking? Barbara, when she's talking, she's just making me hungry with all the good stuff she makes. I'm getting that you have the ability to make all this amazing food and baked goods and goodies. And
yeah.
And I'm just getting, you know, the first thing I got is from the show Andy Griffith,
mm-hmm.
and they call Aunt B, they call her Aunt B. She has a Mayberry book, and I feel like you're just like this magical person in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I
feel happy there.
Yeah, so she has a couple cookbooks. And
oh, really?
If you look her up, like Mayberry cookbook, Aunt Wife Desserts, they're really cheap. They're not even that expensive. And you could actually, I just feel like, you know, when you go into the kitchen, it's like magic. It's just so magical.
Yeah, I feel good there.
And you're amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Yep. So I'm just thinking, like, the southern, like, this, all these southern things that these cookbooks are filled with, you know, they're just talking, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, she's making me hungry, and she's not even talking about that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing, and then I'm like, so I'm going full force this year doing it, and that's another thing. I'm like, well, if I start my business here, but part of it is going to be online, so it doesn't matter where I do it at. And I'm like,
if
I get a lot of customers here, then I just move to another town. I guess I'm just worrying.
Yeah, let go of the worry and just, you know, connect with
do
all
it.
The good.
And do what I love, yeah.
You love, yes. And like I said, in the kitchen, I want samples. So does Barbara. And Angels are saying, girlfriend, listen to your dreams.
Yeah,
you know, you've got to pray. Listen to your heart. Follow those dreams. And when you do, you're going to be unstoppable. You are going to be unstoppable. You've got to stay positive. And you've got to send the, and you've got to send the samples.
Yes, I will. I definitely will send you two samples.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's talking, and she's making me so darn hungry. Oh, my goodness. I wish I could just, you know, like, just pop into the kitchen, and Barbara and I pop over and have lunch. Oh, my gosh. You're amazing. You're so, so amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm going to follow my passion, and I'm definitely going to do some meditating and get in touch with myself and get in touch with my angels and do some clearing and just see how it goes. I just noticed, I guess because I started to do something that triggered my fear, and now it's, you know, and it popped up. Yeah. But I'm good. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank
you so much.
Ginger has a little recipe for you. Mix creativity,
really?
Dedication, organization, and discipline, and you're going to create the path to success.
I love it.
Yeah. So please, like I said, you know, please listen to that beautiful heart. And, oh, my gosh, I all the stuff that you can create in the kitchen is just unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I cook with love. I make stuff with love, so.
Oh, you do. And, you know, that love is going to lead to success and financial freedom.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. I definitely think so as well.
Yep. Okay. Well, we're going to wait for those samples. Right, Barbara?
All right.
We're waiting the goodies.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you for everything. A happy new year and happy Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Oh, same to you.
Same to you.
Great. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, DC. See, we thought the show was going to end early, and now we've gone long. So.
We have, and now it's, our beautiful last caller has made me extremely hungry.
I know. I want some chocolate now. Oh, my
God. I know.
Gosh.
That's what I was. Yes, just the chocolate. Give me all the chocolate. Yes.
She has chocolate energy, and you can feel it. You know?
She does. It's just amazing. Oh, my goodness. I think I gained 3 pounds just thinking about it.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, we thank everyone who called in and worked with us today and shared who you are and gave everybody else a chance to also get the wonderful releasing statements. So any statement that was done for anybody can be repeated by anybody else, and it will work for you too. All right. Well, we will be back on Thursday. Today's Tuesday, right? Okay.
Tuesday, yes, on the 20th. Yep, we'll be back on the 20th.
All right. Wonderful. And we send all of you lots and lots of love, and we thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.